Hello and welcome to eBible Fellowship's Evening Bible Studies with your speaker, Chris McCann. If you'd like more information or to hear more studies, visit our website at www.ebiblefellowship.com. And now with your evening Bible study, here's Chris McCann.
Good evening and welcome to eBible Fellowship's Bible Study in the Book of Revelation. Tonight is study number 14 of Revelation chapter 10, and we're going to be reading Revelation 10, verses 7 through 9. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he has declared to his servants the prophets. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again, and said, Go, and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel, and said unto him, Give me the little book. And he said unto me, Take it, and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I'll stop reading there. Now, we've been spending some time, the last few Bible studies, taking a long look at verses 5 through 7, and especially verse 7, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, or when he shall sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he has declared to his servants the prophets. And we've seen several verses where the word mystery is used, and it points to the hidden teaching, the hidden truth of the Bible, sometimes plainly stated parables, other times in statements such as Romans 11, where God speaks of the Gentiles coming in, and so all Israel shall be saved. That's a verse in a place where an epistle to the Romans that people do not normally associate with parabolic language. And yet God said there, he forewarned us, do not be ignorant of this mystery. And that's because the fullness of the Gentiles coming in, those are non-Jews, will equal the house of Israel. All Israel is gathered and saved once God saves the fullness of the Gentiles, when he saves his elect from every nation and tongue and tribe, and he has completed his salvation plan of finding and redeeming each one who he determined to save, predestinated to save from the foundation of the world. Then in that manner, all Israel, spiritual Israel, will be saved. So we're very confident concerning how God uses this word that is translated as mystery in the New Testament. It has to do with hidden truth. And now he is speaking of the mystery of God should be or shall be finished. Once the seventh trumpet sounds, or in the sounding of the seventh trumpet. And the seventh trumpet sounds once again. It began to sound on May 21 of 2011, because that began the day of the Lord. That began Judgment Day, the prolonged period of time that we have been in since is all considered by God as a single day, Judgment Day, from May 21, 2011. And if we're correct in our understanding, then 1600 days later, on October 7th in 2015, that concludes Judgment Day. And this is confounding. This is troubling to people that maybe have been maintaining an understanding of what God has been doing, and they cannot grab a hold of this idea that it is all likened by God to a single day. Now, I don't know why they can't grab a hold of that idea. God speaks of the day of salvation, and that's singular. But of course, The day of salvation covered a very long period of time, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. It could be said, well, it is the day of salvation. And also, God speaks of the day of temptation in the wilderness. In one verse in Hebrews 3, in the very next verse, he says it lasted for 40 years. Yet he calls it the day of temptation. And so we should recognize that God does this kind of thing in the Bible. He will identify a time period, a time or a season, and he could speak of it as a single day. Now, we understand the Great Tribulation is identified by an hour. In one hour, the judgment came. The last hour, the 11th to the 12th hour, typifies the Great Tribulation. And the Great Tribulation, of course, was much longer than an hour. It lasted 23 years. And yet God represents that 23-year period by 1 hour. So it is just God's prerogative. If he wants to do that, and he has, and yet it confounds individuals. They don't understand. They say, well, you see, May 21, 2011 could not have been Judgment Day because the rapture did not occur, because the resurrection of the dead did not occur. And that occurs the last day, they tell us. And isn't the last day Judgment Day? Yes. Yes, it is. But if it's a prolonged period of judgment, then you can have a spiritual judgment begin by God shutting the door of heaven and ending his salvation program beginning on May 21, 2011, and throughout this duration of this time period known as Judgment Day. And then when you get to the very end day, again, that 1600th day, we have a good expectation and hope for, then that day God brings about the resurrection of the dead. That day God brings about the rapture. And what happened? Did that happen on the last day? Yes. Yes, as a matter of fact, it did. Did that happen on Judgment Day? Yes, it did, because it's all a part of Judgment Day. You see, this is giving God quite an ability to hide things and to bring to pass a snare upon the inhabitants of the earth, because they're thinking of the language of, well, when the trumpet sounds, then the dead shall rise. And here in Revelation 10:7, it's speaking of the seventh trumpet beginning to sound. Well, isn't that the resurrection? At the completion of this time period, the completion of the sounding, it's still sounding. It's like a trumpeter put the trumpet to his lips and begins a very long, drawn out trumpet blast that extends this entire time period. And so God can say that these things are happening in the last trump. These things are happening when he begins the sound and so forth. And it's just like saying that something happened in the day of judgment. Well, okay, let's go back to our verse. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God shall be finished. And that would be the hidden truth that God has placed in the Bible, has been unsealed, has been open, has been revealed to his people, and therefore the mystery has been completed. This word finished is teleo. It's Strong's number 5055. And let's look at a few places where it's found to see how it's used. In Luke chapter 2, it says in verse 39, and when they had performed, and that's the same Greek word teleo, when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own city, Nazareth. When they had performed or finished all things according to the law of the Lord. This had to do with the child Jesus, and remember he had to be circumcised a certain day, and there are laws that God gave concerning the birth of a child for the mother, for the child, and so forth. And so when they had performed everything, finished the law that according to the childbirth, then they returned to Galilee. Now in Luke 12, it says in verse 50, and this is the Lord Jesus speaking, but I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how am I straitened until it be accomplished? And that's teleo, until it be performed, until it be finished, until he has fulfilled the Father's will. That is, God gave prophecy. God declared in his word many things concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, concerning the Messiah who would come, and Christ had to fulfill all righteousness. He had to fulfill the law concerning him, and especially he had to complete the tableau, the demonstration. He had to make manifest the things that he had done from the foundation of the world in offering up himself as the atoning sacrifice for the sins of his elect, and that is the baptism, that as baptism points to the washing away of sin, washing through the wrath of God, and of course Christ was bearing no sin when he went to the cross, but again he was demonstrating what he had done from the foundation of the world, and at that time, or that point, he bore the sins of his people, and at that point, he suffered God's wrath that washed those sins away, and that's what baptism points to. And so, Christ had to go and show that he had done these things, and therefore, he had to be baptized once again. The wrath of God was poured out upon him, beginning in the Garden of Gethsemane, and Christ was suffering in the garden, and from that point on, and so we can see why he was straitened until these things be accomplished. It was nothing pleasant at all. He was truly suffering at the hands of God's wrath. Well, one more verse in John 19, beginning in verse 28. It says, after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, again, teleo, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. Now there is a good explanation of what it means that all things were now accomplished. The scriptures had to be fulfilled, from not a bone of his would be broken to their giving him vinegar to even the words themselves that Christ would say in verse 30 of John 19. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. Tell you once again, and he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Now that was prophesied, that was spoken of in Psalm 22, that he would say those very words, and they had to be fulfilled, they had to be finished and accomplished, and so we see what this word is really getting at. It has to do with the fulfilling of the word of God, with the performing of the things that God has spoken in his word. And God has spoken a great many things, and he has fulfilled a great many things in the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He has fulfilled it in establishing the church age and bringing in the first fruits of individuals from all the nations of the world. He has fulfilled it. He has fulfilled the end of the church age and beginning judgment at the house of God. He has fulfilled the latter rain period, the second jubilee. He has fulfilled a great many scriptures, and he has fulfilled many of the things that the Bible speaks of. And of course, he has revealed a great amount of truth also, as at the time of the end, he opened up the word and knowledge increased, and he began to show forth the things that were hidden. And that's what Revelation 10:7 is referring to, when he shall begin to sound the mystery, the hidden truth of God in the Bible shall be accomplished. It shall be performed. It shall be finished, completed. God will bring everything to pass in the sounding of the last trumpet. And again, remember that in the last trump, finally at the end of the sounding of this trumpet, is the resurrection, is the rapture, is the actual final destruction of this world, is the annihilation of all the unsaved. And there will be time no longer at that point, and God will have completed everything that he has spoken. He will not leave a single detail, not a single word, a jot or tittle that will not have been fulfilled. And so we are living at the threshold. We're living at the point of God finally accomplishing everything that he said he would do, as it says in the last part of verse 7, as he has declared to his servants the prophets. That is, as God moved holy men of old to write, to record the scriptures, in the scriptures, God has written down just numerous promises, numerous things that he has said that he will do, and he has promised with an oath to do it, to complete it. And that, remember, goes back to verse 6, when Christ is swearing by him that liveth forever and ever, that there will be time no longer. That is, that everything promised will be brought to pass, and that's when time no longer takes effect, when God has fulfilled all things.
Thanks for joining us for eBible Fellowship's Evening Bible Studies. You can hear these studies Monday through Friday over Paltalk, Skype, eBible Fellowship's webcast audio, or over your phone. For more information or to hear other studies, visit www.ebiblefellowship.com. Until our next study, may the Lord's perfect will be done.